This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, do great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the truckers out there, the men and women keeping America moving from coast to coast, border to border, the tanker yankers, the suicide jockeys, and everybody else in there. Now, follow us on the Facebook page that we have, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't hear us anywhere else, we're live over there at the moment. All right, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, the Michigander who's probably freezing his tooties off today because it's got a big old frost warning and freeze warning and places up there. Here he is, Ron Edwards. Okay. It's warm down here, so everybody's outside in shorts and a T-shirt, but I think you might have a winter coat on up there.
No frozen tooties here. We're used to it.
Yeah, if you say so. Nobody's used to being cold. Nobody. Nobody.
Well, all right. No one gets used to sweating to death either.
That's why we have air conditioning. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words out there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And there's a whole bunch of people that don't want you to believe that, but believe me when I tell you, it is true. Well, Mr. Rom, we have a war going on in the Middle East. Make no mistake about it. When you fire rockets at somebody and kill and injure people and you come back with jet strikes from your IDF air forces and kill and injure a bunch of people and blow up a bunch of buildings, that is a war, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And Hamas started it.
Yep.
And one of the things that has irritated me is certain politicians in this country and then the United Nations and other places, they come and preach at what's going on in the Middle East, saying, now, you all have to stop this. And, recognizing the fact that it was Hamas that started. Israel is in defensive posture. These people decided because of a lack of U.S. leadership and other concerns, such as an emboldened Iran, and I believe that maybe China and maybe other nations are helping to bolster Iran, they feel pretty cocky right now. And so they're using this time, this window, looking at it from their vantage point, this window of opportunity, during the perceived weakness of the United States to go ahead and go after it, to Israel. And so once Israel started banging back, all of a sudden, oh, my God, we've got to stop this. Oh, you people have to stop it. Well, you know, look, if you don't want none, Don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
That's great. So, that's great.
So it's got to be fair. You got to be fair when dealing with this situation. Israel is surrounded by about approximately a half billion enemies.
Yeah.
Individuals that want to wipe her off the map, and she's a very small country in comparison, about the size of New Jersey, and about, what, 12 million people?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to 400 million.
Yep.
So, come on, man. This is ridiculous. And I hope Israel continues to spank their behinds over there, because they deserve it.
They have a right to defend themselves, and I'm finding no fault with Israel for what they're doing. As a matter of fact, if I was in charge, I would do even more.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I agree with you. And because that's the only thing those other individuals understand. As long as they think that Israel and the United States will spank their behinds, they will back off. And the other thing, when Trump was in office, he was able to negotiate some great deals.
Sure.
The Islamists were recognizing as, hey, this is good stuff. Maybe we can participate in this stuff. And it was a blessing. But now you've got this cuckoo bird in replacing Trump, and it's all unraveling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going crazy over there. And it could get much worse. Potentially. I don't think it will get much worse, but potentially it could get terrible over there.
Well,
this thing could spread, and all kinds of things could break out.
Yeah, and let's drift over to something else here, and that is namely the gas shortage, the pipeline. Now, the Colonial Pipeline is back online again. It went online at 5 p.m. yesterday, and here's a little short report about it. If I can get it to play here. Sure. All right. It doesn't want to be nice right now. All right. Well, anyway, the report, and I'll just do it manually. The report was that at 5 p.m. it went back online, and they said it would take 2 or 3 days to bring things back to normal. So we understand that, and that's where we're at with all of that at the moment. So where we go from there, who knows, right?
Well, here's one thing we need to go. And, man, talk about great minds thinking alike. Chris Markowski said, hit the point on the mark. He talked about, why should it be computerized?
Yeah.
Why use chips?
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We'll get into that when we come back. Okay. Ron Edwards is with us, host of the Edwards Notebook. We've got an Edwards Notebook coming up. And we'll get to all of that when we come back. Don't go nowhere, no how. We got plenty more to talk about here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Ron Edwards, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. We'll get to them in a minute, because right now we're going to play in Edwards' Notebook.
The United States of America is not done. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, on a recent episode of CBS 60 Minutes, leftist Secretary of State Antony Blinken forcefully defended the Biden regime's immigration agenda, consisting of wide-open borders allowing illegal border crossers to stream into our republic, putting actual U.S. sovereign citizens and legal immigrants in mortal danger. In addition, U.S.-born taxpayers are being forced to pay for everything the illegal border crossers need and desire, ranging from housing, education, indoctrination against the USA, etc. The Biden regime represents the total destruction of our nation, of liberty, and justice for all. But just because the Biden regime, the woke culture, leftist Christian denominations, big pharma, and massive corporations are working together to turn the United States into the world's next great nation to fall upon the ash heap of history, I firmly believe that if we the people first say no to those seeking to destroy us via their dictatorial desires, then we must say yes and focus our efforts to reestablish true liberty, which comes from God Almighty, and is maintained through his high moral standards. For righteousness buildeth a nation. Let's do this. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners up there that just bought a brand new Nissan. And it's absolutely amazing how they get customers in the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, in the Midwest, and as far away as Phoenix, Arizona, where a dad drove his daughter's car over to trade it in, and then drove the brand new car down to the University of Tampa where she was going to school that she wanted. How about that? Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricey customer service. It all starts with Moss Care. Now, remember, you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. That means all active military, all veterans, all first responders and church pastors get a great deal on the vehicle they're driving. Now, they can't beat the selection they got at Moss either. They've got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. Now, here's the real good part, folks. Are you driving around a trade-in or a used car, something you're thinking about trading in? You're going to be shocked when you find out that vehicle's worth anywhere from 10 to 21% more than what you think it's worth, because that's how the used car vehicles have gone up in value since this inflation started. So take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. Go to Moss. Get an appraisal on your vehicle. You're probably going to have money in your pocket after you trade in the vehicle that you didn't even know about. Now, their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Test drive the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. The website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okie dokie, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Yes, sir, sir.
Good day.
Good day yourself. Now, let's say good morning to George, the Godfather. George is chiming in, and it's George chiming in to you, Ron Edwards. And Jeff is chiming in the chat room as well. Okay, let's see here. We've got Mary on the line. Let's take a quick question from her. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I was just going to say thank you again to all the crummy TV stations out there that push everyone into the internet or the radio. But there's a pretty good station as well as Matt Bruce is called Real America's Voice. You can put that on all day and listen to it. At least you get some good footage on a lot of issues. So I was wondering if he had heard of that radio station on the Internet, Real America's Voice.
Okay. Have you?
No, I haven't heard of it, but I guess now I'll check it out.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it either, but okay, whatever. Now, here's the deal. We need to talk about... not just the gas shortage, but the gas gouging that's going on, the price gouging. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you the wholesale prices of gasoline and diesel right now, as well as the West Texas crude per barrel price. It's $66.08. It's only up 80 cents a barrel since Monday. Brent crude is $69.32, up 77 cents a barrel since Monday. Now, the wholesale price of gasoline went up 2 cents a gallon again. It started out at $2.11. It's now up to $2.16, so it's gone up a nickel since Monday. Diesel, which was $2.02 on Monday, is now $2.05. It's also gone up a nickel. So, Ron, when you hear about prices for $4 and $5 a gallon, they are being gouged.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen that in my neck of the woods, and that has happened throughout the years. You'll find that there's been a small uptick in the price of a barrel of gasoline. Then you drive down the street past certain gas stations, and you'll find a huge increase in prices. So you know that they're gouging. So you have to be wise. You got to look around, and not everyone is gouging, but a lot of them are, and they're taking advantage of us, folks. And so we just have to watch out.
Yeah, and when you see that or when you hear that, call the Attorney General's office in your state. Now, let's move along here to something else. The $300 weekly unemployment incentive should be removed, I believe, as soon as possible. There are many other people that feel that same way, and it's the right step towards getting the recovery moving. What do you think?
Well, with about 30 million Americans who are unemployed, mainly by their choice, because they're choosing to benefit from this $300 a week enhanced employment benefits, it should be ended, Captain. You're correct. Because to me, because I understand the nefarious, complex government actions here and their motives, I think the government is trying to disrupt our economy. It's a setup. Why would people be paid to stay home when there are millions of available jobs? And if they go unfilled, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with small businesses, restaurants, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they shut down because they can't run. The service goes bad and things like that, and it unravels. But I think it's a setup. I really do. And you're talking about many, I talk about millions of businesses that can be ill affected.
Right.
And what happens? The small businesses are the backbone of this economy.
I know. Okay.
And you break that back, we're screwed.
Let's get one more point in before we take another caller. Representative Liz Cheney was voted out of her post as the chamber's number three GOP leader yesterday. No surprise. We all knew it was coming. She made a couple of, she took a couple of shots at President Trump and said she was going to make it her number one priority to see to it that he never got back into the Capitol in Washington, D.C. again, period. And it looks like her lead replacement is going to be Elise Stefanik from upstate New York. Now, I've come to find out, I know one of the members of her family, Joe Stefanik, who happened to be a race car driver in the modified division. It was car number two, and he won a lot of championships up there in Oswego.
Okay, well, you know, this is a bad situation because Cheney is and this is my opinion, she's a globalist who hates Trump because of his nationalist views, which are correct, by the way. Lizard Cheney, this woman has had it out for Trump, and people like Trump from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad she's out. But here's the problem. Her replacement, or the one that House Minority Leader wants to replace her with, has a lower conservative voting record than does Cheney. Although she has been a supporter of Trump personally, some of her views on various issues.
Well, that's not even an issue, because earlier on she wasn't on fire for Trump like she was the last year and a half or so when she went totally in for what she calls Trumpism. So I get that because
she likes Trump.
Yeah,
but still her voting record, and that's
doesn't
for me
matter.
That's a concern.
That
may not be a concern to you, but for me it is a concern on how representative.
Okay, Ian, make it quick.
Yeah, I got a question for Ron, then I'll pose it, then I'm going to hang up. Knowing that this administration is staffed with people that, quote, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Okay, we've just run out of time there, Ron, but let a good crisis go to waste, right?
Well, that is the motto of people like Biden, basically.
No, that's the motto, Rahm Emanuel, who is now the ambassador in China, and I'm not the least bit concerned about Elise Stefanik. Gotta go. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We're coming back. Gotta take a break, and then Bo Browning is in the house. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden reversed his original plan of halting construction of the border wall started by President Trump and hastily stopped under his executive order. Biden now plans to resume 13.4 miles of wall construction in the Rio Grande Valley. The Concho County Sheriff's Department in Texas is mourning the loss of two fellow deputies who were killed in a shootout Monday night. Deputy Samuel Leonard and Sergeant Stephen Jones were responding to a dog complaint. According to officials, 28-year-old Jeffrey Nichols fatally shot the two after a car chase, and the suspect barricaded himself in Eden, Texas. That's in the very center of the state. Nicholas was arrested and charged with two counts of capital murder and is being held on $4 million bond. CEO Elon Musk announced on Twitter Wednesday consumers can no longer buy Tesla vehicles with Bitcoin. Musk cited the environmental concerns associated with Bitcoin. Musk says the cryptocurrency has a massive carbon footprint. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Alrighty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren's going to bring us in here in just a second, once he decides to.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we are going to take it away. We've got Bo Browning in the house from the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, we're going to talk to Bo Browning because, Bo, you got a couple of campuses you want to mention, right? Oops, wait a minute. What just happened there? Let's see here. What mic are you on? Okay. Let me try this in a second here. Okay, go ahead.
No.
There you are.
Am I there? All right.
There you go. Okay. Now, here's the deal, okay? You've got Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And then the other one is down here in Clearwater. And what I always try to tell people is because this is like a career, it's not just a job. You're training for a career, a long-term career. Certification lasts you for as long as you're certified. But they should take a tour of one of the facilities.
Sure, absolutely. National Aviation Academy.
We have the two campuses. We've got one up in Concord, Massachusetts. They have a 14-month, 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technician program. That's going to get you the prerequisites, take your FAA required exams to get your airframe and power plant certification. And down here in Florida, we have the same program. We also have a 3,000-hour aviation maintenance professional program that's going to get you some more in-industry recognized credentials. And we also run a day shift and a night shift down here at the Clearwater campus here in Florida. So, you know, make the inquiry, reach out to one of our admissions reps, go online, click on take the tour, set up an insight, an on-site visit. National Aviation Academy is up and running. We are full-blown back in operation. We've been back in operation at both of our facilities since June of last year. You know, we do welcome visitors. Obviously, we want everybody to stay healthy when they come into the building. So, you know, bring a mask with you, you know, make sure you're feeling good. Come in, visit one of our locations, and we're going to move forward. The aviation industry, just like every other industry in the United States right now, is in need of people. You know, I have a friend of mine who owns a staffing, well, who runs a staffing firm that I used to work at. And, you know, currently right now he has 158 unfilled positions that he's trying to fill.
So for aviation maintenance technicians.
Absolutely. So just like all the other industries in the United States, the aviation industry is also hurting for people. You know, the government may be helping people out, but there's a lot of unfilled jobs out there right now, and they're good paying jobs. So, you know, look into the aviation industry. Aviation isn't going anywhere. And, of course, as technology is growing in the industry itself, you know, we're getting away from conventional aircraft. We're getting into the unmanned aerial vehicles, you know, all sorts of things like that. So the industry itself has many, many paths that a individual can take. And you're not just going to be working on a commercial airliner or a private aircraft. There's many other paths, many other areas that you can get into. So the industry is wide open. You know, look at it, see if it fits. You know, when you like I always say, when you're looking at schools, make sure the school is the right fit for you and you're the right fit for the school. It's very important that you be successful whenever you go and get education or training from any institution. You know, make sure you pick the right institution. Do your research, do your homework, and pick the right institution, the one that's going to work best for you.
And since we have such a lot of things that people can do in the aircraft business, I think we talked about this before. People that have a communications background, like say they're a radio specialist, they can take radios apart, put them back together again. That's something that could be used. Computer specialists, obviously. People that are really good with their hands, mechanics that know, you know, the internal combustion workings of a jet engine or just an engine altogether. Mm-hmm. Could even be a car. I mean, if you can read schematics, you can do this, right?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, the most important thing with the aviation industry, just like in any other industry, is, one, you have to have a good work ethic. Two, if you can read and comprehend a maintenance manual and you can manipulate tools, and obviously in aviation we're dealing with the flying public safety. So the utmost thing is doing your job safely and efficiently every time you go out there and you perform a maintenance function on one of those aircraft. You know, that's the number one priority that goes on out there. And aircraft mechanics, you know, as a whole, we police each other on that hangar floor. We make sure everybody's doing the job to the best of their ability and they're doing that job safe. You know, we want to make sure that the flying public continues to have confidence in the aviation maintenance that goes on out there to make sure these aircraft depart and arrive safely and on time.
I've got a question out of the chat room from Lee. Lee is saying, I've heard all kinds of things about how much money a person can make. What's the average to starting out as an aviation maintenance tech?
Sure, you know, in that National Aviation Academy, like all schools in the United States, you know, you want to go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Any kind of training that you're taking, you want to go in there and look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're going to give you the average median income of an aviation maintenance technician. You know, now is that going to vary based on, you know, prior experience, entry level, things like that? Obviously, that's going to vary a little bit. but the aviation industry in itself is a very, very good career. You know, one of the most important things people have to remember, and I'm a prime example of this, a job is literally a phone call away in the aviation maintenance industry. So, you know, I've personally been with some companies that you know, hit some hard times and went bankrupt, or they had to reorganize, and, you know, I may have gotten laid off from those companies, and, you know, I had another job working for another company within a week. So staying employed is the number one most important thing I think that aviation maintenance has done for me. I've always had the ability to get a job. I've never been without a job, you know, in 22, 23 years of working civil aviation.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've got a question here from Mana from the Philippine Islands. How hard is it for someone to come from the Philippines to learn the trade and then take the trade back to the Philippines to use it?
Oh, that is a very in-depth question. The very first thing you need to start with is you need to contact the school, you know, like National Aviation Academy. You know, we have international admissions reps that can step you through the process of getting the proper visas and getting you lined up to come to the United States. But that's going to take a lot of legwork on the individual, depending on what country you're coming from and what your ultimate goal is. We do have international students at National Aviation Academy from time to time, you know, but it is a lot of paperwork. It takes some time. So if you're interested in doing that, please contact National Aviation Academy. We'll step you through the process, and we'll see what we can do to help you out getting through the process. But you really need to look into it. It's a very in-depth conversation. It takes a lot of paperwork and a lot of time
so
to get that done.
Probably send an email or
you can go online and make the inquiry just like anybody else does, and we'll get you put into the right individual to help you out.
Okay, and I hope that helped you out with your question. All right, I got a question here from Philip on the internet. He says, so I live in San Diego, California. Obviously, the closest place to me would be the one in Florida. I like the weather one place versus the other. How long does the course last?
So, you know, if you're coming from San Diego, obviously I spent some time in Southern California myself when I was in the Marine Corps. But, you know, depending on what the program you want to go into. So here in Florida, we run two shifts. We run a day shift with a 14-month 2,000-hour program and a 21-month 3,000-hour program. And on night shift, we run the exact same programs. So at a bare minimum, just come in and meet the prerequisites of the FAA. It's 14 months, 2,000 hours.
Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. If you have any questions, feel free to either text me the message on my phone or get a hold of me the way these other people have through Facebook or by email. I see I have a message on email right now. So I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., the USA, and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or you can just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. There you go. All right, back to Bo Browning, National Aviation, and good morning, Bo. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Coming in. Here's my question. We were talking during the break about the drones, and I said, we talked about this before, but have you had an opportunity to think about, or is the National Aviation going to put a drone program in, training program?
So National Aviation Academy has had the discussion about having a drone program. Mm-hmm. So currently, right now, There's a requirement for people to get a license to fly a drone that weighs over about a half a pound, I believe. You know, especially if they fly it over populated areas or for hire. So we're in the near future here, probably within the next 6 months or so, National Aviation Academy is going to start a drone program, tell you how to operate it, get you the prerequisites, do some test prep with you so you can get that drone, certification. You know, as far as the maintenance goes on it, you know, an airframe power plant license, you know, it's going to get that. That's, you know, when we're talking about big passenger drones, it's the same as an aircraft. Your airframe power plant license is going to take care of that piece. But how to operate a drone, how to fly it safely, we're going to start a course for that. Another thing that National Aviation Academy is going to start doing here within the next few months is we're going to have a one-week test prep course for individuals with credible experience that have an 8610-2 that can go and take their FAA exam. So we're going to start a test prep course to help you out and get prepared for your written exams and your oral and practical exams here in the near future for that process. But again, that's for experienced individuals that can get a 8610-2 signed off by the Federal Aviation Administration. You know, you must have that 8610-2 in order to enter that 1 week test prep course that we're going to offer here in the near future. So keep watching the website. Be on the lookout for those two things coming here in the near future from National Aviation Academy. And, you know, it's just one more thing we're trying to do to get more certificated aircraft mechanics, you know, and get individuals that are interested in the drones, get them out there in the industry, get them employed, you know, put people on a path to start a very, very, very good career. And, you know, like I've always said, you know, aviation's been a good career for me, you know, and I think it'll do for anyone, same as it's done for me.
Well, the thing about being in the aviation business is, of course, with all this gasoline and all this fuel nonsense going on, that hasn't affected anybody yet, right?
Not yet that I'm aware of. You know, a lot of times, you know, the big airlines and places like that, you know, they have the ability to buy tens of thousands of gallons of fuel.
Yeah, they buy it in bulk.
They buy it in bulk. So it probably has not affected them just yet. But depending on how much longer this goes on. But, you know, the reality is, you know, here in the United States, every individual is being affected by the price of goods and services, and it will probably get worse. So, you know, the price of everything's going to go up for all of us. You know, that's just the bottom line. You know, so you need to have a good job. You need to have a job that's going to pay you well. And, you know, there are plenty of jobs out there right now in the aviation maintenance industry. You know, the aviation industry is in need of people just like every other industry in the United States is right now. You know, passenger travel has come back. We've seen the reports, you know, more passengers, you know, in airports than they've had in over a year. So, you know, passenger air travel is coming back, you know, so be prepared. Get out there. And hopefully, you know, everything will continue to go well and there'll be plenty of jobs.
Now, I, I think you were having, it's not an open house, but what do they call it when you invite people in?
So we do have open houses and we have orientations going on. And that's another thing. We're starting to have in-person orientations again, mm-hmm. Here at our Clearwater campus, beginning here at the end of May for our May 27th class start. We're going to have an in-person orientation, I believe. So any of those individuals that are currently enrolled should be hearing from the admissions rep. But National Aviation Academy is moving towards normal operations, just like we had prior to the COVID pandemic. And we're going to continue to work in that direction to make sure that everyone that feels comfortable has access to come in and see our facility, participate in orientations, have open houses. We're going to have career fairs, on-site career fairs, and we got employers, you know, begging to come to the career fair.
I bet, because like you say, you had that one, what was it, an agency that had how many job openings?
Yeah. My the staffing firm I used to work for currently has 158 openings. You know, they call them orders four individuals to go to work, and, you know, they can't find nobody to staff it right now. So the aviation industry is feeling the same thing that every other industry in the United States is. People just simply won't go to work because, you know, the government may be giving them a lot of money to stay home. But there are good paying jobs out there. Look into it. You know, do your research. And aviation is a good option for an individual that has a good work ethic. You know, wants to go out there and earn some money and build themselves a career.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater. We're in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Got about a minute left here. Tell us which one they should go to and what the difference is between the two campuses.
Really, the major difference between two campuses are our Concord, Mass. campus. Only has one shift. They only run the 14-month, 2,000-hour program. And obviously, it's in the New England area, so the weather's a little different. And then down here in Florida, we run two shifts. We got two programs, the 14-month program, the 21-month program, and we also have a 7-month advanced aircraft systems program. So, and the weather obviously is warmer. So depending on the individual, depending on your preferred climate that you like, both of our campuses are going to do a fine job for you, and we're going to get you into the industry as soon as possible. Just come see us with a good hard work ethic, and we'll do our part to put you in a position to succeed.
All right, very good, and thank you very much for coming in, Bo, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, Bo Browning, catch him over at NAA.edu, the website again, NAA.edu, and the phone number over there is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. All right, thanks, Bo.
Thank you.
All right, and, you know, we've only got about a minute left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play our great governor, Ron DeSantis. I want you to listen to what he had to say yesterday. This was last night, Laura Ingraham's show, and there were a couple of, there was a young husband-wife business owners that owned a gym. And they've been arrested three times. They were facing up to 6 months in jail, $5,000 fine. Listen to this.
Sanity, Governor DeSantis, it sounds like Broward is like thumbing their nose at you. You've been very pro-reopening, getting rid of these mandates. What the heck's going on here? And what can you do?
Well, it's a total overreach, Laura. This is exactly what we ordered against last summer, many, many months ago. And so I was actually just recently briefed on this case, and we looked at it. And so I'm glad you have Mike and Jillian on. And I'm also glad to be on to be able to say that effective tomorrow morning, I'm going to sign a reprieve under my constitutional authority. So that'll delay the case for 60 days against both of them. And then when our clemency board meets in the coming weeks, we'll issue pardons, not only for Mike and Jillian, but for any Floridian that may have outstanding infractions for things like masks and social distancing. The fact is,
wow,
it's not even right to be wearing masks when you're exercising. The World Health Organization.
Well, there you go. That's our governor, best governor in America, bar none. I'll see y'all tonight on Radidio. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. Stay low. And remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. I'll see you tonight on the radio. Have you a good one.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.